USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
It was 80 years ago today the United States was forced into World War II when Japan attacked the military port of Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. In a radio address, August 14th, 1945, Emperor Hirohito urged his people to accept the surrender. Back to 2021, a former D.C. National Guard official alleged that top Army generals lied to Congress in their testimony regarding January 6. Colonel Earl Matthews, who was serving on January 6, alleges in a memo that the official version of the military response is worthy of the best Stalinist or North Korean propagandist, and that the Pentagon Inspector General's November report on it features myriad inaccuracies, false or misleading statements, or examples of faulty analysis. The DOD continues to stand by its report. USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
America's largest city is forcing a vaccine mandate on the private sector.
New York City is imposing a vaccine mandate for all private sector employers as a preemptive measure to fight a surge of COVID cases this winter, Mayor Bill de Blasio announced Monday.
We've got Omicron as a new factor. We've got the colder weather, which is going to really create additional challenges with the Delta variant. We've got holiday gatherings. We in New York City have decided to use a preemptive strike.
The mandate covers 184,000 businesses and will go into effect on December 27th, and it doesn't give unvaccinated employees the option to get tested regularly, de Blasio said. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Former Empire actor Jussie Smollett denied Monday that he staged an anti-gay racist attack on himself, testifying at his trial that there was no hoax. Jussie Smollett will resume testifying in his defense today. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
It was 80 years ago the United States was forced into World War II.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. The United States was at peace with that nation, and at the solicitation of Japan, was still in conversation with its government and its emperor, looking toward the maintenance of peace in the Pacific. Indeed, 1 hour after Japanese air squadrons had commenced bombing in the American island of Oahu, the Japanese ambassador to the United States and his colleague delivered to our Secretary of State a formal reply to a recent American message.
On August 14, 1945, the world learned that Japan had surrendered, effectively ending World War II. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.